Good morning, everybody. We're continuing the Bad Boss Index of 2020. Don't do these things. These things make you a bad boss. And let's do number 8 today. And I've got a story for this one, so stay tuned.
Like a boss.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Number 8 says, a bad boss doesn't back you up in disputes with clients or customers. If I had to rank these, in my mind, this is number 1. There is no quicker way to lose the trust and respect of your direct reports than to not support them, than to pull the rug out from under them, than to tell them to do one thing and then you do something else, than to not back them up with a customer or client. I saw it all the time when I first started working at Walt Disney World. I shouldn't say all the time, but I saw it every now and then. Sometimes guests complain at Disney if things don't go very well. So if you're working at one of the hotel front desks and there's a policy in place, whatever the policy may be, and you can apply this to any organization, what is your policy when it comes to refunds? What is your policy when it comes to comps? What is your policy when it comes to things that you do with your customers? So you, as the frontline cast and the frontline who has been told by your supervisors, follow the policy. Do not give refunds for this. They have to have a receipt. There's no room changes after 5 o'clock. There's no upgrades. And a guest comes, a customer comes and asks for that. And then you tell them no. And they say, well, I want to speak to your manager. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Out comes the manager. And they say, oh, this one time we'll do it. Sure, this one time we'll give it to them. Sure, we'll make this exception one time. That's the biggest way to be a bad boss. And again, that's number one to me. I've had so many employees that I've worked with that have told me, if you want to lose, back me up or change the policy. Or empower me to change the policy and then coach me if I do it wrong. There's all kinds of ways that you can do this, but just to be the big boss man or the big boss woman and come out and say, we'll make an exception this time, you've made your frontline employee feel like an idiot. And you've also validated that policies don't matter depending on who's in front of you. So don't do this one. Really bad, easy way to be a bad boss.